This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. A national lockdown for England as the region continues to fight the surge in COVID-19 cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement Monday evening in a televised address.
You may only leave home for limited reasons permitted in law, such as to shop for essentials, to work if you absolutely cannot work from home, to exercise, to seek medical assistance, such as getting a COVID test, or to escape domestic abuse.
The current surge is gaining speed due to a more contagious variant of the virus, and the Prime Minister said urgent action must be taken to slow the spread and relieve pressure hospitals are under. The lockdown is expected to last until mid-February. Saudi Arabia will lift a years-long embargo on Qatar. That's according to Kuwait's foreign ministry. Kuwaiti foreign minister announced the deal on Kuwaiti TV Monday. The agreement reached to open airspace and land and sea borders between Saudi Arabia and Qatar will be signed at the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. Saudi King Salman will chair the gathering. Qatar's leader is now expected to attend the meeting for the first time since borders were sealed more than 3 years ago. The U.S. state of Georgia's top election official, Brad Raffensperger, said on Monday that fellow Republican President Donald Trump had pushed him to take what he called an inappropriate call. On the call, which was recorded and published by U.S. media, the president is heard asking the Secretary of State to find more votes and overturn his November presidential election defeat in the state. You can read the full story on voanews.com.